This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you bring up anything, toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll start things out with Dan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Dan, hi, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air, Dan.
Good to talk to you, man. Hey, listen, I think there's an issue of incremental ness to the Liberty activities over the past number of decades, an incrementalness that never really ever increments anywhere. And
mean?
I think I'm speaking to H.J.
J.H. Hubert.
Sorry. My impression is that his criticism of Sam and of others that are taking on some things that seem to be maybe less than popular amongst the general population.
Mm-hmm.
That is trying to continue to placate that general population with, you know, liberty activity that they can all tolerate. And I think the whole problem is I think that there is you can either, you know, regain your liberty now or let this whole mess, you know, rise to a head that, you know, will have all of us, you know, struggling to survive, let alone, you know, regain our liberty.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what's approaching here
if these non-cooperative and civilly disobedient activists spend their time trying to determine what the right thing to do as far as what the majority of people will feel is appropriate is, I think they'll miss out on a lot of great opportunities to actually do the right thing. And I think that non-cooperating is the right thing to do. I think that you're absolutely right that this is a very bad situation that we're facing here in this country, and I fully believe that the right answer is mass non-cooperation on a variety of different issues, and there's never going to be that one golden issue that's really going to rally everybody together. There's always going to be another side of people that say, that's inappropriate, you shouldn't have been doing that, why can't you do it the way we think you should do it? And if what you're looking for is to make everybody happy, you will be stuck in this world of immobilization. You won't be able to, you'll be so afraid to make a move because of what some people might think about you. And I think to some extent, that's kind of really a political viewpoint, is to, you know, to compromise your values and to compromise your beliefs and to compromise your action in the hopes that you can get the majority of people to be on your side. And boy, that's not worked so well for the liberty movement, the whole compromising thing. It's why the Libertarian Party is dead in the water. They compromise their message, and I think that compromising with the government is not a good way to advance freedom. I think that the non-cooperatives here are really paving an exciting path that I understand why it's concerning to people that are kind of the old school, let's just work within the system mindset. I get that, but I think that there's something else happening here that they're not really taking into effect. Yes, if somebody holds marijuana in their hand, there are going to be some people that are upset about that. The anti-drug crowd out there, I'm sure, is very upset about that. If somebody walks topless, there are going to be people that are upset about that, certainly.
Right.
But what's happening, the unseen, if you will, I guess it's kind of the seen and the unseen. You can see the outcry. You can see the outrage. You can see the angry letters to the editor, the biased news articles. You can see all that stuff. But what you can't see, for the most part, is stuff like there was, I think, a comment posted on Free Keen recently from somebody who I didn't recognize him. He said that he'd been looking to move to New Hampshire and had managed to kind of bring his wife on board, but the fact that she had heard that some of the ladies in Keene were considering a topless event made her go and sign up for the Free State Project. These are the things that you don't really generally see. So the question is, how many people out there are seeing these instances of controversial disobedience and getting excited and saying, wow, there's something actually happening there that's more than the average let's lobby the legislature. Man, that's a real movement. I'm coming up there. If enough people get here that are like that, if enough people come here that are willing to non-cooperate, that will bring about the downfall of the coercive monopolist state, the violent monopoly, I think a whole lot faster than another 200 political activists would.
I am not going to argue with that at all. I just think that that incrementalism has left us in standstill. It has gotten us Bob Barr as a presidential candidate,
yeah,
labeled Libertarian Party.
Yep.
And it's all not been working, period, at all. I mean, and to sit here and criticize Sam is just, to me, is you're not even having a clue about the big picture here.
Thank you, Dan, for that. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
You know, if the political activists say they have some success, try to imagine a New Hampshire where the political activists are having success. They're rolling, you know,
25 free staters elected or something like
right.
that.
You know, they've got.
They're beating back every single bill.
They've got 25 free staters elected, and say half of the House, that would be 200 people, are NHLA members, and they put out that first real bill that really cuts the budget, you know, slashes it by 50%. Can you imagine the howls, the screaming, the torment, the rending of clothes, the gnashing of teeth that's going to go on
from the bureaucrats?
Absolutely.
From the welfare recipients?
From the welfare recipients, from the bureaucrats, from everybody out there who's gets money in some way or another doled to them, stolen money doled to them on a silver spoon. Are you telling me that's not going to create animosity for the liberty movement? Of course it is. So
you're taking food out of the mouths of hungry people, you're hurting the old people, et cetera, all those things. The children, the schools, all of that will be trotted out.
I think it's important to remember that no matter how you slice it, the libertarian message is pretty offensive to a lot of people.
People who want to steal your stuff.
Exactly, and most people don't even realize that they're stealing your stuff. But, it's not a... You can't be a weenie and take the position and be loud about it and
expect people to agree.
The professor said the same. He believes that one should take a radical stance, and if he disagrees, that's cool. I mean, I believe that we need disagreement up here in this movement, and I think the disagreement's fine.
Sure.
But
the ladies themselves on the topless event are disagreeing on how to go about doing something like that. I mean, the idea has been put forth to do it on private property, which of course makes sense. I think that's a great idea.
Right. Like I was thinking, what if one day I wanted to lay out in the hammock in front of our house with no shirt
on? Which was stolen, by the way.
Yeah. Well, we don't, yeah. But, I mean, something like that would be on my own house. You think the neighbors would call the cops on me?
I don't know. It would depend on how prudish they were, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the neighbors that well, so I can't really comment on that. But I think that that's certainly, I think that'd be a fine protest.
I don't think you're going to get national news coverage in the same way that you would if you had, I don't know, 20 or 30 women walking down Main Street.
I'd also like to point out really quick that the people who think that this is a really bad idea, we live in a pretty liberal town, and I feel like if there's anywhere in New Hampshire where this would be the best place to do it, it would be Keene, right? And there's also a college here. I mean, if you wanted to put the effort into arranging something like this, you could probably get some of the feminists from the college pretty riled up about an issue like this.
I think you're right. It brings me back to something I wanted to say when we had Hubert on, but there was just a lot to cover.
And a lot of people.
Right. And that was that, with the topless protest or a topless outreach event, He was saying that he didn't think that the people would be amicable towards this, and I think that's something that you've got to accept. And he made a good point about how this he believes that libertarianism is all about private property, and at its basis, that's true. I think that's where a lot of the tenets of the ideas of liberty come from, the idea that all property should be private and you get to set your rules and all that. We all understand that. But in today's world, we still have this authoritarian state. We still have public property, so-called, that everybody supposedly has a piece of. And while you have that, shouldn't things be equal at the very least with people's ability to walk upon said private property? Isn't it also libertarian to advocate for fewer government rules and restrictions? Isn't that generally a libertarian thing? Well, making it legal for women to be topless as men would seem to be a libertarian issue from that perspective. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and they include the bulletin board system, We have got over 450,000 posts there. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff, and a brand new theme for you to test out. We have our man Johnson behind the scenes. He's been redesigning the graphics for the entire website, redesigning Free Talk Live's site into FTL 2.0, and there's a theming operation going on behind the scenes, which means colorizing, basically, with Free Talk Live colors, the Free Talk Live BBS. It's kind of, up until now, been the standard stock basic install BBS theme, and so Johnson's been busily working on that. Julia, you said last night that you liked it.
I liked it.
Inevitably, people are not going to like a color. Anytime you pick colors, some people aren't going to like it, right? So you can test drive it. If you have a BBS account, just go into your forum profile, and in there you'll find the look and layout settings where you can change to the brand new settings and see what you think. So bbs.freetalklive.com.
Soon you're not going to have a choice that they're just going to change it?
No, I think we'll probably leave. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll probably leave another option up for people.
I see.
Go ahead.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed, real news that lies between the lies of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers the up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch.
All right, let's go to your phone calls about anything and go to Tony in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Tony, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Tony?
Well, I heard about NLE 09.
What's that?
National Level Exercise by FEMA. And I've been hearing on YouTube channel that in certain areas there were multinational troops being trained. And then I go on to some other sites, and they say the objective of it is to train for gun confiscation and suppression of the people. And I go by the D.C. Armory, and I see FEMA cargo shipping, big metal cargo shipping, and it has FEMA on it. And I tried to call earlier today. Try to get a hold of another station that was talking about it, but I figure it might add to your show if I would talk about it right here.
So what do you think is in these containers?
Who knows? It could be like munitions or something like that.
Now we're entering. Why do you even have to ask that question, Mark?
I mean,
he's just trying to play
out
into his world. Look, yeah, this is. I think I have heard something about this going on, and it's not unprecedented. It's happened in the past. The government's frequently running operations like this, and they don't really need to train to collect firearms. They've already done it, so we know that's going to. I mean, we know that happens. It's happened before. It happened after Hurricane Katrina, and so maybe I guess they do have to train the newbies. But it's certainly not an unprecedented thing, and I agree with you that it's a bad thing, that people need to not go along with this stuff, but thanks for bringing that up, I guess. Thanks for the call tonight. Yes,
sir? I confronted one of the JAG officers, and he said, oh, yeah, it's a training exercise, and then they said something about, hello?
You're here.
Yeah. Hello, I thought you lost you all.
They said something about what?
He said that it was an exercise, and then he acted like it was no big deal.
Yeah, for them, it probably isn't a big deal. They're just following orders. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. It's still the wrong thing to do, but for them, it's no big deal. I mean, police all day long, all across this country and all around the world, are arresting peaceful people. A lot of them know it's the wrong thing.
Confiscating their weapons, too.
Yeah, a lot of them know it's the wrong thing to do. But it's also their job, and they understand that if they don't do the job, that may mean that they get fired. And
right. They're not doing their job, then they're not needed to do their job if they're not doing their job.
And they've been doing that job for a long time. It may be what they feel like they know how to do, and they may feel very very much in a comfort zone there and aren't willing to put their job on the line for a stand on principle. It's unfortunate, but that's the reality, right? That's why these guys are following those orders. You may be able to get them to agree that, oh, yeah, in a private conversation that they agree with, people being able to have guns and things like that. But does that mean that they will refuse to follow those orders? Some of them say they will, But have they ever been given those orders and the actual opportunity to refuse to follow them? Would they refuse to follow the orders if they were surrounded by their peers who were otherwise all following the orders? Would they be willing to say, no, I don't think that's appropriate? I'm not going to.
You know, sometimes when one moral man stands up and says no, it'll cause more people in a group to stand up and say, I don't believe in that either.
That's true. So you need the first one.
Sometimes he just gets fired and kicked out the door.
Yeah. And you need that first one who's even willing to take that risk in the first place. Whereas if the majority of the group, and psychologically, as far as how groups behave, there's those experiments, and I'm sure I'm not recounting this correctly, so please correct me if I'm wrong on this, or I get it a little incorrect, where they'll hold up two sticks, right? And they'll ask one member of the group, and everybody's in on it. So let's say there are five people in the group of experimentees, and four out of the five are in on it. And Julia, you're the only person who's not in on it. I'd hold up two obviously not the same length sticks in front of you, Mark, and say, which one of these is the longer stick, and you'd point to the other one, or you'd say they're the same length, and then I'd show it to the other person next to you, and they'd say they're the same length, and then they're the same length, and then they're the same length, and then Julia, I would show it to you, and well, because you are pretty individualist lady, you'd probably say that you believe differently. But in reality, most people...
Nobody knows what they say because, you know, these experiments have to be done in order to know. I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
There are a lot of people who will, even though their eyes are telling them, their senses are saying, what? Why are these people saying those are the same length? They're disbelieving. They can't believe they're in this situation. But because the whole group mentality is so persuasive, they'll go ahead just to go along to get along, and they'll say they're the same length.
Yeah, I don't think I would agree to that. I think I would say if I saw that they were not the same length, I would not say that they were the same length.
I think that, and some people have suggested that you might be that way from birth. Some people have actually suggested, I don't know if there's any truth to it at all, but I mean, I remember being anti-authoritarian from as early as I can remember, certainly kindergarten. I can't remember much past that.
You're certainly that.
But I remember that, and other people may just be more predisposed to going along, to getting along. Maybe it has more to do with parents and how they raise their kids. I don't know what all the different factors are. There's that percentage of population, and it is a minority. I don't know what the percentage is, but there's a percentage of population that's like Julia that will not go along with the crowd, but most of the crowd will go along with the crowd, and that's why it's so dangerous. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So when you've got these guys going around confiscating firearms, you know, they may believe otherwise, but all of the factors of the moment tell them they should just go ahead and follow the orders. They don't want to make waves.
Sure, people are giving up their guns. I mean, you know, what's the big deal?
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. All the more reason to not answer the door whenever government official types, and especially people in military fatigues, come up to it. Remember, if they are planning on entering your place of residence, they're going to come in whether you answer the door or not. If they weren't planning in and they were just fishing around for an easy victim, then you've made yourself that much more difficult for them to get to. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepperspray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, from big to small. We have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a chat room. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. It's totally free. That's chat.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and every genre, they've got it covered at Audible. Get a free audiobook download if you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and I guess that's also going to be available tomorrow. Doesn't really matter when you listen to it. That link should be good for quite a while. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your free audiobook, but do it sooner rather than later. All right, so you can bring up anything. We go right back to your phone calls and talk to Brady in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brady.
Hey, how's it going?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you guys had any sort of opinion on the ammo shortage that seems to be going on in the country these days.
I don't know. I mean, people want to buy ammo, and so therefore there's a shortage of it. Therefore, it'll likely have more of it being made because supply and demand. And how bad is this shortage? I mean, is
well, where I'm at, I can't get any ammo at all.
Wow. What about the internet?
And, well, it's gettable on the internet. It's way more expensive. My theory on it is that the government is purposefully making it hard to get so that it'll be easier for them to take control when they want to.
Are you suggesting the government is purchasing the ammo, thereby creating the shortage?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have any evidence to support that assertion, or is it just a wild theory?
Well, it's just a wild theory of mine, but I don't think I'm the only one who thinks that.
Well, here's another guess that it just a possibility that there's so many regulations on producing ammo for sale that there aren't very many people who do it, and that they probably work somewhere near capacity as it is because it's expensive to work under capacity, and because Obama's come in and the people that like guns have decided that they're going to buy extra guns and ammunition as a result of Obama getting in, have been snatching up ammunition. I don't know that it's true, just speculation.
Yeah, it looks to me, I'm looking here at ammoman.com, which is the website. When I order ammo, I usually go through that site, but the prices, I think, have gone up a bit, but then again, you know, you're right. More people have been buying things, allegedly, since the Obama administration has come in. For whatever reason, they've decided that he's more dangerous to guns than Bush. I don't know if that's really true. I think they're both very dangerous anti-freedom people. But also, you have to consider inflation as a factor, too. I mean, Julia, you were telling me recently that at work, you've taken note of some of the price changes.
Yeah, I was, like, rearranging some shelves, and I found a receipt that was from 2005, and I believe the price of a large soda was $1.39. It's now $1.89. So it's gone up 50 cents in four years.
So that's a pretty significant price increase. And so if you're seeing increases in other places, that may be a factor that that you need to look at, is just the fact that the government has been inflating the money supply, and as a result, prices of everything have gone up.
Well, I'm sure that's a factor. Also, if you're buying enough internet, they might be able to track it a little better and find out where you are buying a bunch of ammo.
I don't know. Not really concerned about it. They already know where I am. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. See, I'm not buying ammo to stock up for the day when it all hits the fan. That's not my mentality anymore. Maybe I had that in the past. For me, I'm not buying ammo right now. I've got enough of it. But the reason why I have it is it's something that you can actually trade in the event that you would need to trade something. And sometimes the guys, some of the people, the activists here in the Keene area get together and plink off at some targets, and that's kind of fun. So I like to go out and do that. I definitely do not have the mentality of, my God, I'm going to give it to my guns to them lead first, because, you know, if they come for me, I'll have a much better chance of getting out of the jail cell down the line than if I pull out a gun and start blasting. Like, I'll stay alive and live to be an activist another day, most likely, if I don't shoot at the men that are trying to take my freedom away from me. I just don't feel like there's really any significant liberty that can be gained from reacting to violence with violence. I've come to that conclusion within the last, I'd say, year of my life, and that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to feel that way because I come from that perspective of, got to be ready for them to come get you. No, I come from that.
You know, you went to jail for not throwing away that moldering, disgusting couch that was on your neighbor's lawn, that you, you know, your property, but your renter's lawn. And when you did, you managed to talk to some of the jailers and create, you know, some level of interplay between you two. They didn't hate you.
No, they didn't.
And I can assure you that the person that, you know, whips out the AK and starts giving their gun to the cops lead first is probably going to create a certain amount of animosity with law enforcement officers.
Yeah.
If you want to create converts to liberty, probably the best way to do it isn't with bullets.
Absolutely. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Daniel in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I was curious if y'all had read anything about that kind of police, abusive authority going on in Hollywood with the two officers who were caught on camera talking about fabricating a story.
Nope, this is news to me, but it's hard for me to keep track of all of the police abuses out there. So what was the story in regards to? Drug deal or something else?
Well, there was a woman who was apparently driving drunk, and not that I advocate that at all, but her rights were infringed upon. She was apparently so intoxicated that they decided, after the police officer had rear-ended her car, which is, I'm assuming, what caused him to realize she was intoxicated, he called a couple... couple of the officers in, and they decided to talk about it, I guess, outside the car, how they were going to fabricate the story to make it look like it wasn't the officer's fault.
And this was picked up by the officer's own recording devices?
Yes, yes.
Nice.
Brilliant.
You can actually watch the video online, and it shows a woman sitting in the back seat, pretty much unaware of what's going on, but they talk about it, and actually I think I copied a quote from it, which is part. The officer said, well, I don't lie and make things up ever because it's wrong, but if I need to bend it a little to protect a cop, I'm going to.
That's how it is. Yeah, for them, it's not a lie if they're protecting one of their friends. Then it's just bending the truth.
Yep, she was heading down the road backwards at about 20 miles an hour and hit me right in the front end.
Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me one iota. This is kind of behavior that is typical of the police. They do close their around their ranks, the thin blue line. They're the brotherhood. They protect one another. And anytime anybody breaks some of that, they all go after that one guy. So it's, you know, it goes back to that whole group mentality that we were talking about before. Even if you are one of the good guys within the police ranks, you are in your, it's in your best interest to keep your mouth shut. If you, for instance, if you'd overheard that conversation, it'd be in your best interest to just not rock the boat, because you don't want those guys doing something nasty to you or your family, or being perhaps cast out from the inner loop, if you will, and not getting any chance at overtime or some of the other perks that they get. There are definitely punishments that can be levied from within the system without actually having to fire an officer, just kind of internal things that they can do to make their life and their job very, very difficult. And I hope that something comes of this. Is this a relatively fresh story that you're talking about here?
Yes, actually, I believe it came up last week, the end of last week, and I'm sure you can guess how it's ended so far. The DA said that it'll be investigated.
That's it, huh? Yep. So that's what they like to do. They like to say, oh, well, we're going to just trust us. We'll investigate this to the best of our ability. And then I think they hope that the media will basically drop the issue, because they'll get distracted by some lost little girl or something like that off into the future. And then they're hoping, basically, that the whoever the reporter is doesn't have a tickler file that he writes down and says, okay, well, I need to check back on this particular story here within a few weeks and see where the investigation has led to.
And how, if it hasn't led anywhere, is it really a story?
Is it a story? Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight and bringing that up. It's, again, not a shock, but for people that are brand new to the idea of the fact that the police are not necessarily the good guys, they need to hear these things. And so that's why we'll keep talking about them. So thanks for that. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let's continue on with police-related issues. Gang signs in Florida. Apparently now they're investigating MySpace accounts to see if people are flashing gang symbols, and it's been made illegal? Or Julia's going to fill us
illegal
in on the details in moments.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, it is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take your $3 a month in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are waiting for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's fast and easy to use. I've used it. It's so much cheaper than hiring a lawyer. LegalZoom.com, and you can save an additional $10 on your order by using code FTL, LegalZoom.com.
All right, so continuing kind of a discussion about the police here, and there apparently is news in Florida about people being arrested for flashing gang signs in MySpace photos. Did I misunderstand that, Julia?
I don't think so. I actually haven't read the full article. I've only glanced over it, so I guess we'll read it right now. But I'm under the impression that this has been illegal for a year, maybe.
Wow.
Does anybody still use MySpace? It's so 2006.
Yeah.
2006.
This out of Lee County, Florida.
All the people not cool enough to be on Facebook, I guess, are still using MySpace.
Well, I have but I don't. I mean, no one really uses it anymore. I have a few people who do, but
I was looking at the people online, and just from maybe a year ago or whatever. I rarely go there now, but I was checking it out the other night just to see what what kind of email I have sitting there, and there's not anybody online comparative to what there was even a year ago
on MySpace. It's such a crappy run website.
Very good. So what's going on here?
All right. Out of Lee County, Florida, Elvis Rodriguez flashed Latin King's hand signals on his MySpace.com page and called himself King Camel, according to his arrest report. Richard Santiago used his MySpace page to post pictures of friends making East Side hand gestures, detectives said. Now in the first cases of their kind in Florida and in the nation, both Lee County men face 5 years in state prison for the gang-related content of their web pages.
5 years?
Yeah, 5 years in prison for making gang
That's
symbols.
Crazy.
Yes. Their prosecutions are the first under a state law passed last year that criminalizes the use of electronic media to promote gangs.
Oh my gosh.
Attorneys for both are challenging the law as unconstitutional. It violates his right to free speech to associate, says his lawyer. The bill's sponsor, a retired police officer, calls the law a modern response to increasing gang violence in some Florida cities. We have seen from
right, because that's going to stop gangs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arresting people for throwing gang signs on their MySpace
Which
account.
I have to say, and I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that the real members of these gangs don't have MySpace pages with flashy photos. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Very well. They might, but I don't know. Yeah.
But what difference, you know, throwing a sign, if one chooses to do so, you know, what difference does that make? Isn't really the problem that gangs do violence? And actually,
well,
it's the police and their business that empowers the gang in the first place.
Well,
if they didn't
you mean prohibition?
Yeah, if they didn't enforce prohibitions against prostitution and
gambling
and drugs, then the gangs wouldn't have any place to make money.
But they're always going after the pro. This is back to the conversation we had last night about how the government never targets the root of the problem, which, of course, as you point out correctly, is prohibition that empowers gangs and enriches gangs. They never go after that. They never say, oh, man, we made a mistake with this prohibition thing. Look, it's doing the same thing that it did back in the 20s. It's empowering and enriching gangs. Maybe we should try repealing this. No, it's dealing with the problems that they've already created by creating new programs.
Part of the stimulus package is Obama's giving millions and millions of dollars to towns and municipalities, counties, to hire cops. What are they going to use them for? They're going to use them to do the same thing that they do with all the cops, which is basically harass people for doing drugs and give out tickets. Not real law enforcement, not really protecting people from actual crime.
Not being a peace officer, for instance.
We have seen from day one until now that none of our freedoms are absolute, and the freedom of expression is not absolute. This is a representative.
Former cop, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one who put the law out.
Got it. Freedom of what was it one more time? Freedom of speech is not?
Our freedoms are not absolute, and the freedom of expression is not absolute. So basically, I don't care about.
Right. If you can mitigate my freedom of expression
one time,
in one time, in one way, then you can mitigate it any time, in any way that you darned well feel like.
So basically, if they feel it's appropriate to fit one of their new little laws, mm-hmm. It just doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, right. This is a common excuse. It is the excuse of precedent. The excuse that says, well, we know what that Bill of Rights says about, you know, freedom of speech and all that, but we also know that you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Yep, that's always it, right? And which is the stupidest line. Yelling fire in a crowded theater is an issue for the
private
theater
property rights
owner to deal with. I mean, that's really the problem. And does it happen that often?
No. That perpetuates the myth that the First Amendment applies everywhere.
Right.
It's not true. That much is not true because it is private property.
You can't go and sing underneath my window in the middle of the night because you don't own that property. You can go sing at your own house as long as you're not disturbing people, but you can't sing at my house if I don't want you there.
Yeah,
so you don't have the right to freedom of speech on my property. What you have the right to do is own property and do what you want on that property, or if you rent property, to have negotiated a contract with the owner that you can do what you want.
And this is private property, right? I mean, this is MySpace's website or Facebook or wherever. It's not just MySpace. It's anywhere they find your
right.
pictures on the internet of you flashing gang symbols in Florida. 5 years in prison. is what these guys are looking at for doing this. This, they were their pictures, and they uploaded them. And yeah, I understand. Usually when you upload pictures to MySpace and Facebook, you're usually agreeing to allowing them to use the pictures however they want. But then there's also MySpace's pictures or Facebook's pictures at those point. It's not even a public property thing where, and of course, free speech should be allowed on public property as long as you're going to have it. But this is clearly a private property issue. And so this is the government coming in and saying, sure, they're your pictures, but we get to decide what they're of. It's the same thing as you can't take pictures of that oil refinery. You know, that's your camera. You're standing on a public plot of land, but you can't point your camera in that direction and take that picture. You can't move your fingers into a specific position and take a photograph of that.
You know, when I look at, like, when you see the kind of pictures that young people put up on their MySpaces, I cannot wait till we read about someone who didn't even know they were flashing a gang sign getting in trouble.
Right. This is
because, like, they make all kinds of peace signs and silly hand signals and stuff and probably don't even know what they're doing.
Right. And this is the thing. What if you flash gang symbols and you're not part of that gang?
Mm-hmm.
They said that doesn't matter.
Another gang. So that doesn't matter. So now what is a gang symbol? I mean, it could be.
We've got one. The Free Staters. There is a Free Stater gang symbol.
Oh boy!
And it's I don't know how to explain it for the radio people.
It looks like okay.
It looks like the okay symbol. You put your thumb together with your forefinger in kind of a circle, and then your three other fingers are pointing straight up. So the idea is that's the porcupine symbol because it's the little porky things up on the top. And that's there have been some pictures in which everyone has held up this Free Stater symbol, and of course the cops could very easily call that a gang sign, right? I mean. Peace is real big now, apparently. There's a lot of T-shirts and stuff like that out there with the peace symbol on it. Maybe flashing the
big. Yeah,
maybe the flashing the peace sign
right.
is
Didn't
also
you be the Second
symbol.
Avenue Boys? I mean, just as easily if you're holding
What's
up
that?
The peace sign?
Well,
it's a made-up gang that marks
what,
the
often,
Second Avenue Boys.
Oh, I
right.
see.
Often, this is how gangs identify themselves is by what streets and avenues they're from.
West
especially,
side, east side.
Right, especially gangs that are, in bigger cities because, they have a smaller area to draw on. So wouldn't the Second Avenue guys, use the peace sign as their symbol? Could very well be. This
it's
is
okay,
really
though,
arbitrary.
Mark. It's okay. There have been free speech regulations before, and this is just another one. And that's their excuse. And it really is their best one. It really is. Because what they're saying is, hey, people, you let us get away with all this other crap. And we're just taking another step here. What's the big deal? And that stuff works in the courtroom sometimes. Sometimes the judges will come back with that same excuse. They'll say, this has been going on over here and here in these areas. These kinds of restrictions.
They do it all the time.
Right. These kinds of restrictions are part and parcel of the way government operates. This is just another one of those. No problem. So they are challenging this, and that's good. I don't know what that's costing these poor guys to actually take this all the way, which is, of course, another point about this whole insane system.
And this has got to be, can you imagine just one day, getting a call or a knock on the door, hi, we're here to arrest you for, for what? This would be such a bomb dropped on you as far as the way to get arrested.
5 years. 5 years in state prison is what those gentlemen are facing for having pictures on their MySpace profiles of gang signs.
Ridiculous.
More on the way. You Take Control. Hour 3 is coming up. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.